currently listening to Eli and Purr with the tune Come Back Around, the Maya Jane Cole's mix. Joseph Farrow before that with Star Love, David X's Club Mix. Terje Sather with Nothing But the Sea. The Alex Jangle remix. Logic 1000 earlier in that set with Can't Stop Thinking About the Dub. And Dusky started off that set with Lost in You, featuring Janai and Herbert's Lost Dub. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you missed the show or if you want to get in touch with me, feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
You are in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Got to eat all the work I've made.
Well, we are starting off the show with a surprise today. That record was not what I expected. I thought that what we would open the show with was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings doing This Land Is Your Land. But it looks like I can't tell you which one that was. It was obviously by the Dap Kings and Sharon Jones. But the wrong CD was in the wrong container. And I might have noticed that, except I only got here a few minutes ago, so didn't have time to check those things. So anyhow, that was the seventh track from Dip Dappin' with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Maybe next week we'll play This Land Is Your Land. What we are going to do today, we are going to honor International Women's Day, which is next Tuesday. And we're only going to play songs today by women vocalists. Some of the songs may have been written by men. Some of the Dap Kings that you just heard are men. As a matter of fact, I think they all are. But you get the idea, okay? That's what we're going to do today. But before we get into that, let me give you our underwriting message of the show. Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, a podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. Maybe I should give them a call. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away that nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. Now, if you happen to be interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so we started the show off with a little surprise. I might get another surprise here. See, when I was last doing a regular show a couple of years ago, we played new music from actual CDs, and now most of the new music we get is electronics, so I need to play new music from my computer, and I've never done anything like that. I don't even do that at home, but thanks to some folks here at WRCT, I think I have figured it out. The only thing is, my computer hasn't figured it out. It went away. Anyhow, we're going to give this a try. Sorry if it causes a big problem. I don't know what will happen. Station won't blow up. The worst that can happen is you won't hear the music. We're going to start the next set off with new music from a Pittsburgh group, Buffalo Rose. In connection with songwriter and singer Tom Paxton, they put out an EP lately called Rabbit. I'm going to play you a cut off that that EP, and then we'll go on with some more new songs.
Ever again, the morning creeps across your shoulders. Through the frosted window pane, the sun grows bolder. Your hair flows down your pillow, you're still sleeping. I think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning, I give you the day. through the waving curtain wall, the sun is streaming. Far behind your flickering eyelids, you're still dreaming. You're dreaming of the good times and you're smiling. Told ya, behold, I give you the morning, I give you the day. Close beneath the windowsills, the earth is hung. Listen to the morning song it's singing. Think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning, I give you the day.
Like an antique ballroom fan, your eyelids flutter. Sunlight streams across your eye through open shutter.
Now I think you're ready for the journey. I think I'll wake you now and hold you. Tell you again told you. Behold, I give you the morning. 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 I give you the day.
Thank you. concert it is, and tatters it'll take some time to mend. Two drunken fools breaking every single rule, their golden hearts shine around that bend. When you look into his eyes, do you see what you despise in yourself? Somebody else. And when he looks at you and all that you've been through side by side, this road you share is so wide.
older brother. I remember back when he was fixing up a 49 Indian. Told her little sister gonna ride the wind up around the moon and back again. He never got farther than Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come for Lillian. Now he's lying somewhere about a million miles from Meridian.
Let me tell you what you heard in that set. The last song you heard was Emmylou Harris doing the title track off of the Red Dirt Girl CD. Before that, we had three cuts of new music. The one before Red Dirt Girl was from Aoife O'Donovan. It was a cut off of the Age of Apathy CD called Prodigal Daughter. And before that, we had the Resonant Rogues doing Old Friends off of their CD, the Magnolia Sessions. And we started the set off with the Pittsburgh band Buffalo Rose doing I Give You Morning off of their recently released EP, Rabbit. Assisted on that track and many others on the EP. Well, EPs don't have many tracks, of course. By Tom Paxton. Good to know that Tom Paxton is still around. Okay, what have I got to tell you now? Let's see. How about I tell you about some other shows here on WRCT? I should probably do shows that are not Pinckney Hall. Presumably you know about Pinckney Hall. Okay, here we go. We'll tell you about a couple of Monday shows. First of all, we have Alternative Radio Alternative radio provides information, analyses, and views that are frequently ignored or distorted in corporate media. Mondays from 10 to 11 a.m. And then we have Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues here on WRCT. Okay, we're going to continue with more of the same. The next set will be a little older, and that's not too surprising, seeing as that the first set was three-quarters new music. So we're going to start it off with something from Hazel Dickens.
Got the early Monday morning working blues. I put on my ragged, worn-out working shoes. Oh, well, the weekend was too short, but I can't choose. When the Lord made the working girl, he made the blues. Well, I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay while they get rich on the profits. Looking out the window of my back door,
keeps on raining, I think the whole damn house is gonna float away. The alarm was buzzing at the break of dawn. My husband's asking, is the coffee on? And easy's getting harder every day. I drop the baby off at school at night, bust the lights to get to work on time, or I'll be staring at the clock, just waiting to knock off another day. Supper's done, we'll watch some TV show of a bunch of folks who've never heard of Idaho. Where easy's getting harder every day. I had a garden, but my flowers died. There ain't much living here inside. Lately, I don't know what I'm holding on to. Wished I could run away to Coeur d'Alene. Take nothing with me, not even my name. 'Cause easy's getting harder every day. Love and then we kiss goodnight. He rolls over and is out like a light. But I ain't mad about it. We got nothing to talk about anyway. The lights are blinking on the radio town. Not lie awake and stare at them for hours and hours. 'Cause easy's getting harder every day. I had a garden, but my flowers died. There ain't much living here. I don't know what I'm holding on to. But I'll never make it up to Coeur d'Alene. There ain't no chance of me forgetting my name. And easy's getting harder every day. And it feels like easy just keeps on getting harder every day.
to pay. I don't wanna grow up. I don't ever wanna be that way. I don't wanna grow up. Seems like folks turn into things that they never want. The only thing to live for is today. I'm gonna put a hole in my TV set, and I don't wanna grow up. Open up the medicine chest, and I don't wanna grow up. Shout it out. I don't want my hair to fall out. I don't want to be filled with doubt. I don't want to be a good boy scout. I don't want to have to learn to count. I don't want to have the biggest amount. I don't want to grow up.
Let me tell you what was in that last set. The last song was by Petra Hayden, and it was the Tom Waits song, I Don't Want to Grow Up. That was off of, I think the CD's just entitled Petra Hayden and Bill Frisell. Bill Frisell handling the guitar duties there. Before that, we had both women from Freakwater doing Waitress Song off of Old Paint. And before that, we had Iris Dement doing Easy's Getting Harder Every Day. I think the song title's just Easy's Getting Harder. That was off of her My Life CD. And we started the set off with Hazel Dickens doing Working Girl Blues off of a compilation called A Few Old Memories. So, we got another 20 minutes to go here. Before we get back to the music, let me give you a little PSA here. Actually, it's a big PSA. One of our rare big PSAs. The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for a person who has always been their hero. Growing up, maybe this wasn't the best one to read after the Petra Hayden song. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick. They taught you about the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. And they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. I'm not sure I should be reading this after any of those songs in the last set. You learned that their powers went above and beyond the ones that you read about in comic books. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and now your hero needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. This was brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council, and of course, WRCT. Okay, one thing we like to do on Pinckney Hall, we don't turn the whole show over to this, but where it fits in, we'd like to play music from a person who is going to be performing here in Pittsburgh in the next few days. The next song is going to be by Nellie Mackay. I think I'm pronouncing it the way she wants it pronounced, who is going to be at Club Cafe tonight. So I'm going to play a little tune from her, and then I'm not sure what we'll do after that, but I'm sure it'll be something you want to hear.
Calling me home. My illusions all fall gates. Just when I think everything is fine, that's when you take everything that's mine. My illusions all fall down.
Sickened. Many poor men lied. Many sick men lied. Magic never weakened. Magic never hid. Magic always ruled. God is afoot. God never died. God was ruler, though his funeral lengthened, though his mourners thickened. Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted. The naked God did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, the heart did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive, though his death was pardoned. Round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic. but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world, and mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh, and flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock, and time itself the magic length of God.
Let me tell you what you've been listening to before we get to 6 o'clock. The song that's just ending is Buffy St. Marie's. Oh, magic is, magic is, magic is. I should know this. God is alive, magic is afoot. I knew I had it backwards. That was off a best of compilation. Before that, we had Sally Norvell teamed with Kid Congo doing Golden Gates off of their Congo Norvell titled CD. Before that, Kate and Anna McGarrigle doing Matapedia off the CD by the same name. And we started it off with Nellie McKay doing Cusada Blues off of Home Sweet Mobile Home. She's going to be at Club Cafe tonight. It is 6 o'clock here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and you're listening to a broadcast of Ebony Spectrum from our archives. This interview features a talk with Darius Chisholm. This happened maybe about 3 years ago, in 2018. I believe, and we heard some interesting things from Darius back then, and of course things have changed, but it's real interesting to see what her path was back then, and she's continued to go upward and onward with her career, and now she's hosting more TV. Listen to the conversation, you'll find it very interesting. This is Ebony Spectrum from 2018 with Darius Chisholm. Rick takes the lead as he adds the questions.
It's one thing to say I'm going to write, or I'm going to perhaps get on television, which is enough of takes a modicum, and I'm being a little bit facetious here with that. It takes more than a modicum, actually, to go into that profession, because you got to have a lot of confidence, I would say.
You have to have a lot of confidence. You have to have a lot of courage. You also have to have a lot of commitment, and for me, it's always been about being a creative. And a lot of the work that I do as an entrepreneur now is really as a coach, supporting other business owners who are looking to become more visible in branding their message, their mission, and using multimedia strategies. I was very fortunate, as you're aware, that I've had a long history in television. But because I also had varying businesses, I learned a lot of practical tools. And so I've been able to marry what it means to be an entrepreneur, particularly a solopreneur in this space of online marketing, and really look at what are some sizable visibility strategies that people can use. So that's really where that came together from. In terms of this issue of courage and the courage to have your own business, and as you said, you know, you got to hustle for a paycheck, period. I mean, and I think there's, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that as your modicum for success. It's the only paycheck that's going to happen is the one that you're going to go out and make. And so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure any of them listening, completely get that part of your drive for success, I believe, should first be what it is that you love doing or serving, and let the money follow. And I get it. When you got to pay some bills, it's like, no, we need to think about the money first. But you will be a much happier entrepreneur going after your dream, hustling for that success, and And of course, working hard for the money, but realizing that the part of the reason that you're doing it is because you absolutely love being the entrepreneur that you are. And that helps when you get to those periods in time, and we've all been there, when the money isn't flowing. Because it's easy. I mean, I've had jobs all my life, and it's important, obviously, if you do the type of work that you're not an entrepreneur, that you do a really good job at your job. Right. But if you truly have a desire to strike out on your own and run that business that you've been dreaming about or pursue that dream that only you can do because it's like busting in your belly, then go for it. Go for it with everything that you have.
It's interesting. Your book, you used the word hustle. You've used it several times. And I think probably people think of when you say hustle, guy, girl on the street.
That's your generation.
Doing the hustling thing, right? And I mean, I always never put the total negative kind of label.
Yeah.
Some people did, because I always recognized people got to survive.
Right.
And everything that was being hustled wasn't necessarily illegal. It was not mainstream.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's a word that over a period of time has had multiple meanings. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I think if you look 40, 50, 60 years ago, hustle had a very negative connotation. It often was equated with the person who, you know, was just trying to jack somebody out of some money right. or out of a service, right?
Right.
Or eluding something. And it certainly had a negative connotation. Then there's the hustle, the dance. And so people mm-hmm. kind of see the jolly part in that. And then, of course, there's a hustle that you know, parents, when their kids are out on the baseball field or basketball, hustle, get down the court, you know, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've seen, I would say, in the last 5 to 10 years, particularly with the explosion of people doing business on the internet and being mm-hmm. self-employed as an infopreneur, mm-hmm.